The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The playoff rankings go Alabama 1, Clemson 2, Miami 3, Oklahoma 4. Does it matter what order those are in, 1 through 4?
Is that what people are complaining about?
Yes!
What's the complaint?
How is Clemson ranked ahead of Miami and Oklahoma?
Won't that sort itself out because they'll play each other in the ACC championship
game? Yes. If you're one of the four, it doesn't matter what number it is. For people to get fired up about that.
If you want a bitch, be Wisconsin and bitch.
What are the odds to Texas go winless for the rest of the season?
I'll go 40% that they don't win another game, maybe 35.
They may win this week. They still have San Francisco left, and then you're going to have games at the end where teams don't have anything to play for.
I'm not going to lie.
They're bad, but there's no way they go winless. I'm going to say less than 5%.
Who are they going to play at the end of the year that doesn't have anything to play for? They play Jacksonville week 15, so there's still two games left after that.
There's no way they go winless the rest of the way. They've been blown out twice. That's not going to happen.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours, all available on podcastarena.com. And we welcome in our listeners on SportsMap 94.1 as we simulcast on that station as well in the 6 o'clock hour, always the most fun hour. And John will have his first article on Culture Map tomorrow. If he sends
Is it official?
Yes. When he sends me a mugshot and a link to his podcast.
Yeah, I'm looking for a mugshot.
You can't get paid for it. I'm sorry.
Well, we're working on that. Jeez. This is the one thing, though.
Add it to the list, friend.
Well, it's on the list, but this is like the fifth thing I've had to deal with during the show. I'm not real happy about that. So, 713-780.
Will a selfie work?
Probably not. No.
Come on.
I'll get somebody to take a headshot of me during a break or something.
All right, that's a good
And then point. I'm sending you links now.
So, we'll have Beth at 6:15 today. Tomorrow, we'll be out at her place, and we'll have some Carbach.
Yes.
Now, I hope they're sending the stuff I like and not, you know, just the standard fare.
It's unlikely.
I know. But I'm going to be there. It'd be friendly. It'd be nice.
Sorry.
See, you're just in a bad mood because of that guy.
I'm not in a bad mood. I can drink whatever beer shows up.
Well, I will. But we'll also have some barbecue. It's going to be fun. So come on out. Bring your lady. You know, bring your wife. Bring your girlfriend. Bring both. I mean, whatever. Or ladies, bring your guys. And go buy some stuff while you're there. It'll be fun.
Yes. Did you watch your hometown Rockets last night?
I did.
I figured you would since it was the Raptors.
Well, because somebody in my household...
Right.
Is a fan of both teams. I'm not a Raptors fan. That's the one Toronto team I'm just not really into. I'm a huge Leafs fan. I like the Jays. Toronto, you can have them.
Yeah.
I mean the Raptors, you can have them.
I watched the first half, not the whole first half. I tuned in probably about halfway through the first and watched till halftime. And the Rockets just didn't look competitive to me. So I started watching Stranger Things.
Yeah,
I watched three episodes last night.
Yeah, we're probably going to start that tonight. We were going to do it last night, and it was one of those things when I got home. She's like, "Do you want to do Stranger Things tonight?" I'm kind of like, "Well, I'm sort of in that tweener mode where I might want to just go to bed early. So I don't know if I want to start an episode."
What is it? There's 9 episodes or 10?
9.
Okay.
And so it was either that or I could also stayed up for 3 hours. I just didn't know. So I had sat down and had a drink, and then she went to bed, and I wound up staying up 3 hours, and I should have watched it. So that's what I'm going to do tonight. So
I don't know how I feel about that new character.
So did you like the first three so far?
It's pretty good. I want more of 11. But it's fine. It's fine, I guess. What do you think of the new guy, that guy, Billy?
You're not going to... He's kind of like the bully of the season.
Yeah, I don't like him.
Yeah, you'll get to learn a little bit more about his character and why he is the way he is towards the end of this end of the season. But up the first, I want to say 7 or 8 episodes, he's a whole.
Yeah. Plus, he's a high school kid with a mustache. I'm always against
those. And a mullet.
Kids. If you're, I mean, I don't care if it was the 1980s or not. If you showed up at high school with a mustache.
Yeah, oh, and when I in the
you
80s,
were always a bad guy.
No, in the 80s you were. That's how you got laid.
Really?
You showed up with a mustache. You made you look 20.
A standalone mustache?
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's a bad look. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't go to high school in the 80s. So
yeah, I'm telling you, it was a different world.
And like I didn't mind. When I was in like my senior year, I could start to grow a little bit of a beard. Not a real beard, not like a man beard, but like it was fuzzy enough that it could show up.
Oh, if you had a beard, the girls thought you were in college.
But to the audacity of showing up with just a mustache, I can't imagine that living that life where I thought that was okay. A jean jacket and a mustache?
It's the 80s.
Dude, I'm telling you, it was a different time.
Yeah.
It worked for some of us. It really did.
You had a mustache back then?
Well, I had...
You don't even have facial hair now.
You've seen that photo of me with the band where we all were stoned as hell and I have like a half-assed mustache?
Yeah.
Even that was enough. Those are the good old days. Damn, I feel old now. 713-780-ESPN is your number. The one show, and I know you wouldn't like this show because it's science fiction-y, but that Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency, I was a little worried about whether or not it would be... It's not really anything like the book, which is, you know, Douglas Adams is my all-time favorite author. But that show is really freaking good, and I love it. It's just out there. So if you're not on that, it's on BBC America. They're in season 2 right now. I'm all caught up on that, but that's the only other thing I'm watching right now, so I need to. I'm gonna get on Stranger Things, and I've got Mr. Robot all recorded, and I'd be curious, somebody just text the show if it's any good this year, because I'm kind of... not real enthusiastic about starting it up. I just hated the way it ended last year. So I don't know if I'm going to start watching that. That's really all I got going on right now. Mine asked, do you need an assistant for Sports Map? Or are you one of those managers with a hard time delegating or the resources? No, Josh is doing a lot of stuff for me. We're just at a point where there's still just little glitches that we have to get fixed. And as they come up, I have to deal with them. That's all.
Yeah.
Well, we've actually got it down to a pretty good science now, to where it's not. During the World Series, it was a nightmare. I was working 20-hour days.
You were working too much.
Yeah, I was, and really up to launch. And it was just unfortunate that like that last month before launch, that's all I was working on. And then that's right when the playoffs started, because we wanted it up for the playoffs, and those turned into really long days. But now it's very manageable, and we're getting there. So. 713-780-ESPN. How does AJ not know that jean jackets and mustaches were the style in the 80s? Because he wasn't from the 80s.
I mean, I was alive in the 80s. I just wasn't in high school.
Yeah, but somebody says, if you had a mustache and drove a T-top Trans Am in the 80s, you're guaranteed to get laid. I had a Z28 with T-tops.
The mustache, though, it's so strange.
I'm just saying.
A standalone mustache. I mean, a beard, okay.
Listen, styles are different. Some of the shirts we wore back then, we wore those big billowy freaking disco shirts. I had a bunch of those.
Yeah.
Overalls were a thing back then.
That was
not
more
back
the
then, but the 90s. No. What I'm saying.
Yeah, that was in the
90s. No, we weren't overalls. We were parachute pants, though.
And overalls with only one strap done. I never wore them. I never understood why they were cool. I didn't get it.
And now we have skinny jeans in this era. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we had our embarrassing thing. We had parachute pants, members-only jackets. I had all those.
Those members-only jackets came back for a little bit. Now I think it's gone away.
They?
Yeah, a couple of years ago.
I mean, I am truly, I've always been a jeans and T-shirt kind of guy. I think that's the way to go. It's classic, Fred.
Well, we did that too.
Yeah, but you did it with a mustache, a standalone mustache.
We were just going for action, man. That's all it was.
I mean, Michael Jordan for the longest time just rocked a mustache.
That's true.
Hell, Jerome rocks a mustache every day.
That's true. It's different for black guys, I feel like. Black guys have more options. I mean, well, yeah. Black guys do have more options with their facial hair. Actually, all minorities have more options with their facial hair.
I don't.
You don't, because you can't grow it.
Right.
I can grow on the side of my lips.
But like Latin guys can do a standalone mustache. I still think it looks weird, but they can do it without being like, you know, having the cops called on them. When the white people, you show up with just a standalone mustache, unless you're really old or a cop, people start to ask questions about you, man.
Well, yeah, because now you look creepy.
Yeah.
That wasn't always the case. It always looked creepy, but that was a style at one point. I'm trying to find this photo now. It was pretty bad, I admit. What was that, John?
My computer career. Yeah, listen, guys, if you're in a job, you're stuck in a dead-end job that you don't like, or maybe you have a day at work where some hole makes you hate your job. Well, listen, it's not too late to start over. It's not too late to go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. Trenton, the truck driver, did that, former truck driver, because in July, he started classes at My Computer Career. 4 months later, he already started his IT career. How long will it take you, guys? It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today, and you can get trained for the high-demand field of IT and start your new life in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and you're going to get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school, though. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry by working with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
Darling Way presents Here's Your Masters of Love, Fred the Falcon and AJ with Beth Liebling.
And we are back on the Blitz, and it's time for Beth, who we will be out at her shop tomorrow with barbecue.
Yay.
And beer.
Yay.
I'm going to be partaking in both.
That's awesome.
And so that's going to be a lot of fun. Would you explain to him that that's how we looked in the 80s with these mustaches and stuff? That's how we did things back then?
Yeah, that was so hot.
That was good?
Yeah. Back then it was. Yeah.
How old were you in, like, how old were you in that picture, Fred?
That'd have been probably 16, 17.
Okay. So what year was that?
That would have been 82, 81, somewhere in there.
Okay. How old were you in 1982?
I'm a year younger, I think, than Fred
or so.
Okay. Yeah.
You were digging guys with mustaches back then?
Well, I guess that was a sign of looking old,
when a guy showed up at your high school and he was rocking a jean jacket and a mustache, you were like...
Let me explain. I don't know how it was in your school, but like senior girls would not date senior guys. They'd date guys in college. Sophomore girls would date senior guys. So if you wanted to get any of them, you had to look like you were in college.
Yeah, no. In our school, people dated people in school because if they were in college, they weren't around. So that was not much fun.
Well, we had a junior college right up the road.
Oh, that's okay. There
there was a lot of mining going on there.
Yeah. I don't even think that many people in my school had had mustaches then, quite frankly.
Okay. I just picture like Fred showing up in his muscle car with
Wasn't a muscle car.
The Stroke by Billy Squire playing really loud.
It was Whitesnake, and it was a Z28, okay?
Oh, a Z28. That's very nice.
And it was a midnight blue Z28. It was a beautiful car. And
it's a beautiful car.
My first wife made me get rid of it when we got married, and it's another reason why I hate her. Love that car. Love that car more than I loved her.
That
was
sad.
A mistake. It wasn't sad. It was just a fact.
You shouldn't have got rid of the car then. That's
I know.
On you.
I know.
That's
I made a mistake.
Well, when I pulled up today in my Darling Way Purple Beast, Glenn Davis, I guess, had never seen my car before. And it's a Dodge Challenger.
Oh, yes.
And it's the plum crazy purple and stuff. And he was like, oh my gosh, what are you doing? So.
And what
I'm
did Glenn seem like? Like it turned him on? It aroused him, that purple
car? Oh, I don't know. I'm not talking about that. But tomorrow
I know you want to talk about
Way.
It.
Oh,
no.
Wait a minute. Well, you're trying to get us to talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to talk about
it. Now all of a sudden you're uncomfortable. Now all of a sudden you're uncomfortable when the tables are turned.
No, I don't want to talk about Glenn. We can talk about my insecurities. I've got tons of insecurities. I'm happy to talk about those.
But did your did having your badass car make you feel more confident when you were talking to Glenn?
No, my badass car just makes me feel happy.
You don't think it shoots out like pheromones that Glenn could smell?
Oh, I don't know.
That would arouse him?
Probably, if anything, it's kind of because it's such a badass car, right? It's a more dominating kind of thing. And, in terms of romance. So.
Glenn drives a tank. Just so you know, he's more manly than you.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's very good at set pieces.
At what?
Set pieces.
I don't know what set pieces are.
I don't either.
You should know what that is.
You better Google it.
You probably sell those things.
I don't know. Wow. I love it. They just floor me. I like it. Okay.
I like turning the tables on you a little
bit. I know. Well, that's good. So I believe in reciprocity, right? That's the thing. It's got to be, you know, two-way streets all the way. So, but I'm excited for y'all to be there at the shop tomorrow for our, I call it Uniquely Darling tailgate party, right? Because it's totally, hopefully it's going to be just different and fun. And nobody cares about the game tomorrow night, so it'll be a lot of fun.
See, every time you say tailgate party at Darling Way, it just takes it on a completely different meaning to me.
Yeah, but it should make people smile when they think about that. I like that.
Depends on the tail.
Those naughty, exactly, right? Those little naughty double entendres just, should make you fun and stuff. It adds a little spice to life. That's what, we need some spice. It's good. In fact, next week for Sexy Black Friday and Cyber Monday, we're going to do spicy mold cider. Because, again, we like to add more spice to life, right?
Mold?
Mold. You know, the cider with all
M-U-L-L-E-D.
Sorts of spices.
M-U-L-L-E-D.
Oh, I was about to say mold. No, I don't want to do that.
Don't drink moldy cider.
That would be a negative.
No. But, okay, but tomorrow can also tell you. So tomorrow we've also got football tickets to give away. For December 10th.
To a sports game?
To a sports game. Right. I can say football. But yes.
Yeah, but I like it better to say a sports game.
Houston sports game on December 10th. So that's cool. And the Nothing Bundt cakes, which I'm so ready to eat those cakes, like several of them already. I'm dreaming about them. Barbecue Events and Adventures is going to help us out. And apparently they're right down the street. And they're going to bring a bunch of barbecue for us.
And
we've got tons of prizes and giveaways. And
I'm a vegetarian.
We actually talked about
they better bring their A game for AJ.
That's exactly what we talked about, right? It has to be really good barbecue. So they're aiming to really please you, and that's going to be a deciding factor.
That's what I like to hear.
I know. I thought you should appreciate that. It's nice
everyone
to have people
should
try.
Aim to please
no
me.
No one ever aims to please me. It's not fair.
We're having beer. And thank you very much, because you're the one who set it up. Like you asked, talk to Eric and stuff with me. So thank
give
you
her enough
so much
beer,
for helping.
She'll aim to please you, Fred.
I can't. He's married. I aim to please him in every way other than that.
Listen, he's gotten divorced four other times. You think a fifth is going to faze him?
I don't do that. No.
If he does.
No, he needs to stay married. He's got a wonderful wife.
And, she's all right.
Yeah, she's all that. So.
But enough
beer. She's a good earner.
She's a good earner.
Gotta be something. Yeah. So, but I really do. I'm excited for, you said something about, maybe you're not crazy about pictures. I like it when people come by and we take pictures.
I hate when people take pictures of me.
I totally love it. And I take lots of pictures with you. And it makes me happy. You're so cute. And so, guys, you could come by and come take pictures. I'll take pictures with anybody. And I'm not that crazy about the way I look in pictures. But I really like, I like remembering everybody who came by. And I'm excited.
I don't like when, it makes me uncomfortable when people take pictures of us while we're working.
Oh.
Like, just randomly walk up and, like...
Like you're an animal in the zoo?
Yes. Ooh. Specifically, if they, like...
I like that.
Ask us to look at them, and they want us to, like, pose while we're doing the show.
Okay, so we'll just ask nicely. I think that's fine. It's people to be respectful if you're doing the show, not to ask you to pose.
I don't like any photos. That's why I'm in radio.
And my least
favorite... I know, well, that went away, right?
...is when people take pictures of me while I'm eating.
Oh.
That, I feel like... Is there not like some sort of social rule against that? Like that's a...
No, because it's cool. You're kind of like a celebrity. People actually really like you and stuff, and they want to know.
Like if we're at Big City Wings and they want to take a picture of us eating wings, that's cool. I have no problem with that.
I just think that's...
As long as they tell us, hey, can we get pictures of you guys eating the wings?
I feel like that should be something you definitely have to ask permission for.
Well, I'm not saying you don't ask permission.
But I think when you're there, I think it's a performance, right? And that... that you're on air and people are watching. So it's kind of like this is like the performance. People want to see what happens when you guys are sitting around and stuff. And
Let me tell you something about a good performer, Bruce Springsteen. You know what he tells you? Don't take your freaking camera phone out when I'm doing a show.
Okay, well,
and enjoy the show.
Yeah.
Just enjoy the show. Take it in. You don't need your phone. You don't need your camera.
No.
Just enjoy it.
Well, they should enjoy it, but they want to remember it. I don't know. I would be the one taking pictures. In fact, I'm pretty sure when you were at the shop last time, I was one of the ones taking the pictures.
Why do you think I'm telling you about this?
Oh, yeah, that's why. I just like it, though. Yeah. Sometimes you have to give and take, right? Relationships are give and take here. So you have to, you know, I let you pick on me in different ways and whatever and stuff.
And you take pictures of me while I'm eating.
And I take pictures of you while you're eating.
Oh, that's the best.
Yes. I love you so much. Yes. This is
why. Taking pictures of people while they're eating is like taking pictures of them while they're in the bathroom.
No.
It's the same thing.
No, that's way worse.
That's in an intimate moment.
No, that's way worse.
I honestly don't care.
I feel too vulnerable when I'm eating.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care if you take pictures of me because I know I'm going to look like crap in the photo. So.
You are not. In fact, we got
like
some
crap.
Really
No, you're
nice
right.
Pictures.
Freddie's always going to look bad. But, like, I don't always look bad.
I'm not as ugly as my photos.
No.
But
okay,
I'm close.
If you let me dress you up a little bit.
No.
We'll give you a shirt and stuff, right? You wore the shirt last time.
We tried that last time, and that was kind of a fail.
No, you looked so good in that.
No, I looked like I was about to go cruising for guys.
That is so not true.
A little bit.
No, but that means actually that you looked good because gay guys have pretty good taste. So anyway, I'm excited. I'm glad. And I hope everybody comes out and they can take sides. They can stand with me and take pictures, or they can try and get on AJ's good side and not take pictures. But either way, it's going to be fun. We'll have a DJ outside, all sorts of games, yard games, beer pong. AJ, you said you'd play me in beer pong. I'm very excited for that. And I just suggest that we do it after I do a segment with y'all, because if I drink beer and then come talk pillow talk or something with y'all, that could be really interesting. And I have a big mouth already.
So we have a text says, do you have any 50 Shades of Grey items for Christmas gifts?
Oh, I have so many. We were like sexy stockings that people should do, like fill up with little things and gifts. And yes, I have all sorts of, not the brand name of that 50 Shades, but I have like real stuff that's super fun and all sorts of whatever kind of romance you want, right?
Not whether the made in candles, China stuff.
Well, some of it may be, but it's still way better quality. Okay. But, but yeah, I do have some. And I really suggest that everybody should do sort of sexy stockings as gifts for their partners and stuff like that.
I want to wake up on Christmas morning, and when we empty our stockings, I want my wife to pull a giant dildo out of hers right next to my kids and say, Mom, what's Santa Claus got for you?
Okay, you're right. So, AJ, here's the deal. If anybody else didn't understand, you might want to give those sexy stockings in private. I didn't
stockings
know I had to clarify that.
Stockings are open publicly.
No, you do an additional one. An additional one.
You just wrap
that
up in
a present.
More
whipped cream, you can always get more. Well, okay, but sexy stocking kind of goes. I like the alliteration.
Okay.
Don't knock me.
You're forcing
it's so
it.
Much
you're
fun.
You're forcing alliteration.
No, I like it. We have little purple stockings. You know me. I like this silly stuff. I want people to be silly. Plus, Christmas Eve, the kids go to bed, and what a great way to celebrate with your lover. So, yeah. So, okay.
Nothing like celebrating Jesus' birth with a dildo party.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Well, Jesus was love, I'm telling you. And on the one with the preacher, right, we talked about, I personally don't believe Jesus was a virgin. I think Jesus believed in love, and certainly he believed in loving your partner, your husband, your wife. So, yeah, I think that's a great way to celebrate.
But Jesus never wed.
I know, but there's all sorts of talk about...
And he was without sin.
Right, so I don't think love is sin, but that's just
You don't think
opinion.
Fornication is sin?
No, I kind of don't.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure they were doing all sorts of things back then.
So. Would you have done a foursome with the three wise men?
Yes. I certainly would have.
Look at you. That wisdom turns her on.
Totally does. Do you know the term?
rub the frankincense on
me. Yeah, wisdom and frankincense, the two things to get her going.
No, she likes the myrrh.
I'm totally hoping, by the way, I've got a line of t-shirts coming out, I have to say, and I'm hoping to have some tomorrow because I think you're going to laugh your butts off about them. So I'm trying really hard to get them. But I will tell you, do you know there's a term for people who get turned on by smart people? It's called sapiosexual. And it is. I like that.
People talk to me about it all the time.
Right. Smart people, that's what turns me on. But anyway, so.
I would tell you to tell people what we're going to be talking about on Love and Laughter, but I'll be guesting this week, right?
Well, no, that's going to be for Thanksgiving weekend. We're going to do that special. Right. Yes. But we can tell people because, yeah, that's going to be fun. You want to tell them?
No, you could tell them. Okay. I don't know what you're doing this week.
Oh, well,
we'll save that for next week then.
Okay. I don't know. I'm not very good at keeping secrets, so they can look forward to it. But here's the thing. So it's going to lead in, though. This week on Saturday on Love and Laughter with Beth at 10 p.m. or after whatever football game or last post-game show, we're going to be, it's going to be Let's Get Naked.
All right.
I love that. I just love it. So we're going to talk about
to the point.
How it feels to basically, you know, take your clothes off, be seen by somebody. Some people are okay with it. Some people aren't. Some people need the lights off. And we're going to talk about what it is really to get naked, either by yourself or with a partner and stuff. And this weekend, so my guest is going to be Bobby Duncan, who is actually too tall. He's 6'9". He's going to be my guest to talk about Let's Get Naked this weekend. Then we're going to follow up because Thanksgiving weekend, special, special. Then we're going to have AJ and we're going to have Evan Vardy on.
It's funny. You're going to have someone very tall. You're yes. having Michael Clark Duncan on your show from the Green Mile, you said.
No.
who are you talking about?
Who is that?
Tim Duncan from the San Antonio Spurs?
No.
Who?
Duncan McLeod of the
Bobby
Pam McLeod?
Bobby Duncan.
Oh. Who's Bobby Duncan?
I don't think he's a radio. Well, right, he was a radio talk show host for forever and a day. And yes, in fact, I met him at the party ESPN.
Where'd he host a show at?
All kind of over, I guess, but I can't remember. He used to do rock stuff, rock radio.
So he wasn't our competitor?
I don't think so.
Good. I hate to have to kill
him. I don't want you. Right. No, I'm not. No.
Yeah.
You know me. I want everybody to get along and sing Kumbaya.
Yes.
So I don't want it to be a competition.
And then Thanksgiving week, we will talk to Evan.
Thanksgiving week with AJ as my co-host. I'm so, so, so excited to have
I will
have
sit
a guest
in
co-host.
Because it is a very, it's a topic near and dear to my heart.
Yes.
Midget sex.
Okay, no, but
little
we're not going to say that.
Sorry.
Little people. Exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
Little people.
Jong, I didn't mean to say that. Sorry.
Right.
Little people sex.
Little people. Because, and Evan is, I've spoken
but
to
Evan
him
But Evan told
once
me, he said, you can call me the M word.
Oh, well, you could call him, but other people might get upset.
I know. That's why I didn't mean to do that.
We don't want to insult
them. I didn't mean to do that.
But Evan is so open. He's so brave. And he's got such a great sense of humor. I know it's going to be a lot of fun. And really, I hope it's going to help people kind of realize that, like, everybody has their sexy, right? It doesn't matter what we look like, how goofy we are, how introverted we are, how geeky, how tall, how short, how large or small. And so I'm really excited that we're going to do this and openly talk about how it is. And
supposedly,
I'm hoping that he's going to get some women and some invitations
yes.
and stuff. Because he has cool.
And supposedly
I like
he's
him.
Got a hog. From what he tells me.
Well, I don't know, but I think he'll probably talk to us about this.
Yes.
When I told him that it was going to be, you were going to guest co-host with me so that I couldn't promise all of the questions would be, let's say, easy or politically acceptable or something, or made for polite conversations. He was like, okay, that's good. So, yeah, really nice guy. And I'm just really excited. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Fred, I have a question about this picture of your band.
Yeah, I tweeted that out so people can make fun of me just like they do with the other photo that they have of me.
You know why your band sucked?
My band didn't suck, actually.
You had three guitar players. You had no drummer,
no
bass player.
No. That the guy in the front was the bass player.
Well, why is he holding the sixth string?
Because we were posing for a photo.
Oh, well, I mean, you knew somebody was going to pick up on that.
Okay, so wait a second. Let me just say, so I'm talking about sex, and you're talking about band.
Music is
well. That was the only reason I was in a band was to get laid. Let's be honest.
Oh, okay, that's good. So, would you have been coming to Darling? Would you have been listening to the show if my show was on when you were in high school? Would you be listening to Love and Laughter with Beth?
Well, because it's on a Saturday night. That's when I would have been out trying to get laid.
Okay, but as a podcast, listen later.
We didn't have podcasts back then.
You are just not going to make this easy for me tonight, are
no,
you?
No, honestly, probably not.
You didn't listen to? So I read everything I could about sex. I listened to everything I could. I couldn't get enough of the conversation.
I used to listen to Love Line with Dr. Drew.
Yeah, so you would have listened to Love and Laughter with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that's why Fred had to work so hard to get sex, do you think?
I don't know. I don't know how it was going for him.
I don't know.
But, I don't know about Fred's sex life. I was 2 when he took that picture.
Oh, my gosh. You're such a baby.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I came up with a new term. Can I tell you what I've decided my term is now for myself? How about
sure.
sexicator?
I don't like that.
No? Sexicator? No. Instead of educator?
No.
Sexicator?
You're doing catering now?
Yeah. That would be terrible.
I think fornicator.
I'm way better at sex than I am at cooking.
Fornicator
Let's just
is the right one.
No, that's when you're doing, but I want to educate. But, but so this week, I actually am. We're going to talk about all about sex on the Isaiah Factor on Fox 26 this week. So we're going to be taking on, remember Mistress Ella?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
The flogger.
Yes. So she's going to come on the Isaiah Factor show with me Friday night at 10:30. And we'll also show pictures from her dungeon. She has the most incredible dungeon set up. And it's just beautiful. So I'm very excited. So if you want to get more information, because I know, Fred, you want her in your movie. So.
No. Pretty much not.
No. Okay. Yeah. But I'm still going to be in the movie.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Will you do a nude scene?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Right. Yes. Just.
But yeah. That means you'll also have to be nude in the sequel.
Oh, right.
Don't try to be like the Khaleesi.
Perfect. No, that'll
be like,
great.
Oh, here's my boobs. Here's my boobs. I don't ever show my boobs anymore. Like, yeah. Don't try to do that.
No. No. That's it. We can show as much of me as you want, Fred. No.
No, you can't.
All right. Tell people where the shop are, where
exactly.
The shop is.
3423 White Oak Drive.
And people should go tomorrow and see
they
us
should
there.
Come
yeah,
tomorrow.
Yeah, if
from
you're
4
ever
going to
go, tomorrow's the day to go because we'll be there.
Okay, they should come tomorrow and so many other times because there's always something cool going on. And people always want to have more sex, better sex, more fun, more happiness, more love, right? Always. That's why we're there.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Guys, I have to tell you about Texans Can Academies. And,
they can.
These are schools that take in kids who have dropped out of other schools. They give them a second chance. And a lot of them are really good kids. Some of them had to get jobs to support their families. Some of them had problems getting their transportation. Well, they work around that. They give them a second chance. So many of them go on and graduate and do great things. But they need your help and they need your donations. And by your donations, that means cars, trucks, motorcycles, tractors, anything. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Doesn't matter if it's running or not. They'll come and tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork. Your donation is tax deductible. And if you donate today, you're going to get a free $50 Visa gift card if you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. A lot of the Blitzers have stepped up here in recent months. You need to be the next one. All you have to do is give them a call at 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226 or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the... Hey, guys. It's holiday time. It's almost here. You're going to need holiday cash, and I'm going to tell you where to get it. My bookie. It's where you can score some serious cash on your betting. Believe it or not, the holidays are almost here, and that means plenty of parties, gifts, and spendings. It also means there's lots of football, there's basketball, there's hockey, there's horse racing. You can score big every day. So here's what you do. Go visit my bookie because they got you. They've got you covered. They've also got a casino if you want to do that, but they offer super fast payouts when you win, which a lot of the other sites do not do. That's why this is the only one I use now, and where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. I trust them, but you don't have to take my word for it. Check them out for yourself. And that mobile site they have is just awesome. That's where I make all my plays now. Join now. MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 50% bonus, but only if you use promo code FRED to activate the offer. That's right, promo code FRED. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. That's my bookie.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah.
I'm Glenn Davis. Join me tonight for all things soccer, the world's game. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, 7 to 9 p.m.
And we're back on the Blitz. One final segment to go here on Sports Map 94.1 and ESPN 97.5. The journey to Jacksonville has begun. We're giving away a trip for two to Florida to see Houston take on Jacksonville December 17. Log on to ESPN975.com or SportsMap94.1.com and find out the three ways to qualify for the grand prize drawing on November 24th. You could win a three-night stay at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel downtown Jacksonville Riverfront. Go to the football game at Everbank Field and play a round of golf at the Hidden Hills Golf Club. Courtesy of Florida's First Coast of Golf. Visit Florida and ESPN 97.5. Soccer Matters coming up right after the show with Glenn Davis. And how about this? You can win a $25 Raising Cane's gift card and indulge yourself in one love. 24-hour marinated hand-battered premium chicken tenderloins. Raising Cane's now has 24 locations in the Houston metro area. Visit RaisingCane's.com to find out the location nearest you today. Caller 15. All right. It takes care of everything.
You got all the business out of the way.
Yeah, that's all the business. Although, if you haven't checked out sportsmap.com today, do it. New video from Robin Carlin up. And lots of good stuff on there.
And still can get History Earned, the audiobook from the Astros World Series. And we're not going to leave this one up forever, so if you're just kind of waiting around to say, I'll get it at some point, historyearned.com. And Charlie Polillo did a great job on it. I think that's all my pitching.
All right.
So
a
lot of people asking about this picture. And Stu asked, we upload a tune that you guys played. Feel like y'all rocked hard. We did rock hard, but all we had was cassettes back then. And I don't think any of them exist anymore, which is unfortunate. Because we did have some pretty good stuff. And so what would you compare your sound to? It's kind of like, we did a lot of Judas Priest, a lot of Ted Nugent, that kind of era stuff. You know. And then, I mean, typical 80s bands, like goofy ones, like Night Ranger, crap like that. We used to do that Don't Tell Me You Love Me. That was one of our big songs. Foghat. We did Foghat. We did Skynyrd.
Of course.
Yeah, everybody did Skynyrd. Did not do any Led Zeppelin.
Okay.
Couldn't.
That's difficult.
Yeah. We didn't have anybody who sounded like Robert Plant.
And most people don't.
And if I tried to do it, I sounded like when Heart did the cover of it.
And
that was not good. So, no, we never did do that. But, I'm hoping after the first of the year I'll have time to actually put a band together again.
Don't have time for that.
I don't right now, but it'd still be fun to get out and jam every now and then. All right, let's wrap this up the way we always do on Wednesday with Famous Deaths. Okay, we start with 2003. Jonathan Brandis, American actor, played Lucas Walenzak from Sequest.
Oh, that was the kid on Ladybugs. Oh,
okay, yeah, dead at 27. That is not a good run.
He killed himself.
Red Holtzman, American basketball coach, 1920. He was born 1998. He died. Decent run, 78 years old. William Holden, American actor in Network, The Wild Bunch, and Breezy. Slips on a rug and bleeds to death at 63.
Yeesh.
That's a fail. 1915, Booker T. Booker T. still alive. Oh, Booker T. Washington, excuse me. Dead at the age of 59. Sorry. 1886, Chester A. Arthur, the 21st president, dead at the age of 56. Here's some Chester A. Arthur trivia for you. What movie was he prominently featured in?
Like as an actor?
No, or where he was mentioned.
He was portrayed.
He was mentioned several times in this movie.
I have no idea.
Bruce Willis movie.
Oh, Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Yes, yes. Chester A. Arthur, middle school, right?
Yeah.
Animals, the world's oldest polar bear, Debbie, died in 2008. Was born in 1966.
Chester Arthur had that weird thing where his mustache. Like, he had a mustache, but then, like, the mustache extended into almost, like, sideburns.
Yeah, very strange. Very strange.
It's an odd look, and a look you'd rarely see anymore in the current presidents.
Two dead popes. Who was the last guy that even had a weird, different look? I guess it was, who was that? I can't remember.
Who's the last president that had facial hair, period?
Boy.
I mean, I think you might have to go back to, like, Harry Truman.
Did he have any facial hair?
He had a mustache.
I guess he had
a
little mustache, yeah. Huh. Interesting. Okay, two dead popes. 867, St. Nicholas I, the Great. Dies at 67. Boy, I wonder what he did to be named the Great. St. Nicholas the Great, Italian Pope. 607, Pope Bonifacio III. Dies after less than a year in office.
Damn shame.
I wonder if they whacked him like they did that first John Paul.
It says here Harry Truman had a beard and a mustache.
Really?
Yep. Hmm. You know the list of bearded presidents? What's your over-under? How many presidents do you think had beards?
Well, I would say a lot of them did up until about 1900. So I'll go over-under. I'll say 20 of them.
What if I told you only 6 presidents ever had a beard?
Really? Well, what about facial hair in general?
Facial hair in general, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Okay, so I was way high. Oh, well.
Yeah. The bearded presidents, Truman, Harrison, Cleveland, Arthur, Garfield, Hayes, Grant. That's it. Hmm. Oh, Lincoln.
Yeah, but say, you forgot the best one.
Yeah, Lincoln. Strong. You think Lincoln's beard was better than...
No, but he was the best president out of everybody you mentioned.
Oh, okay.
By far.
I was going to say, he had a nice beard.
Came in number one on my president list that we never have gotten to. So
but James Garfield had the best beard.
All right, here's your best deaths. 2005, Eddie Guerrero, wrestler. 2004, Old Dirty Bastard from Wu-Tang Clan.
2000, Osiris.
2000, DJ Screw. Also in 2000, Joe...
That's a big Houston one, DJ Screw.
Yeah.
That hits home around here.
You know, there's actually a great... I don't know if it's still there, but they had it at 8th Wonder. They had like a picture of him made out of screws.
Yeah.
It was very cool. I don't know if it's still there. Josie, hype man for Kid Rock, dead at 26. Yeah. One of my favorite little people.
A little person.
Yeah, but he died a little too soon. 1990.
He had a short run.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh. Yeah. I don't even know what to say anymore. That was so small of us. All right, 1992, Superman, killed by Doomsday at 54.
Oh, for crying out loud.
That, spoiler alert!
Thanks a lot.
Damn, Justice League's not even out, and we now know that he's killed at 54. And 1960, Clark Gable, dead at 59, and that's when he was gone with the wind. And those are your deaths. That was pretty bad on my part, I must say, but hey... All right. Well,
I don't know how many more.
John, I need a mugshot of you still.
Oh, okay. I'll take one after the show.
Okay. And email it to me so I can get it to him so we can get your story up on Culture Map.
You know what I liked about Joe C? He was a really down to earth guy.
Really? Really? Thank God we're inching to the finish of the show here because this is not going well. It really isn't. Oh, but at least we'd be somebody he could look up to.
When he was on stage, he was eye level with everybody.
Oh, God. I don't even know what to do here. Shouldn't we be close to the end?
We're almost there.
Hey, what's the difference between a really smart little person and venereal disease? One's a cunning runt. The other's a runt.
Yeah. I've heard that one before. Oh, boy.
I like how Jog has an evil laugh.
I know. He's like...
You're mic'd up only to make an evil laugh. Yeah.
I was going to say something, I can't.
Oh, yeah, you can.
No, as in, like, I'm laughing too much to say anything.
Oh, okay. Not that you were going to get in trouble for it.
No.
All right. Well, thankfully, that's going to wrap things up. 409, stop belittling him.
No.
Well played, sir. All right. On that wonderful note, we're going to call it a day. We'll be out at Darling Way tomorrow. You want to be there. 4 to 7. Come check it out. Great job today by Jong Lee. Great job by AJ Hoffman. Thought Beth did a great job. I was able to humiliate myself, so that's probably okay. And we had a caller humiliate himself even more than me, so I'm going to say good day all around. Till tomorrow. Stay sports, you bitches.